This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Christine Wong.
So what have you been listening to the most over the past 6 months? Is the question that we're asking. See, I almost got off in podcasts, music, radio, or others. Arv, what about you?
Like me?
Yeah, you.
Music.
Christine.
I said earlier that
I'm asking
YouTube
you again.
Videos,
yes.
Yeah.
like this person here, Sai, who says, mainly music when working, BFM whenever I'm in the car, mm-hmm. and when I'm home, it's YouTube videos. And then he goes on to say, I can no longer tolerate other radio stations after listening to BFM.
Aww.
But then he adds at the end, not sure if I'm aging. That's like a backhanded compliment,
yeah.
You know. But
we'll take it.
Yeah,
it's
thank you very much for that, Sai. Right, poll numbers, please.
Poll numbers: 52.8% for music, 21.3% for radio, 21.3% for podcasts, and 4.7% for other. We also have a message from CK who says he's been listening to Crying Baby.
Oh,
oh wow! Is that another new band like my?
It might be.
You know, Pink.
Pink noise,
yes.
Black metal, I think.
Black metal. Oh.
Wow.
Let's have some comments from Instagram before Arvind goes off on one.
Sure. So we have Syed Hussein and Valerina VLRN, who's both say music. Sugania says podcasts. Yvonne Song says, does watching TV count? Technically, yes. I guess if you're not actively watching TV, but you're listening to the TV. I do catch myself doing that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And Albert 1025 says, podcast / talk shows, aka friend simulators, which I feel that, man.
Yes.
I really do feel that. And a V for Vendetta, which, by the way, amazing username, says radio BFM 89.9 for the win. I used to take the LRT, but since the MCO, I drive and get stuck in the jam. Thanks.
There we go. Thanks for that. Okay, final story of the day. And it's a closely guarded secret, how Tenet are guarding their box office secrets.
Yeah, so Tenet crossed 200 million US dollars at the box office over the weekend, which is a huge number considering that cinemas are operating at like 25 to 50%. Mm-hmm. A lot of places are still closed. Mm-hmm. LA and New York aren't even open for movies yet. So just in the international markets alone, it's made 200 million, which is the budget of the movie. So it's made back the budget that it put in, which is fine. Rival studios, though, are noticing that Warner Brothers, which is the studio behind Tenet, isn't being completely upfront in regards to the data, and they are not happy about it. So traditionally, studios share box office information on a daily basis, but this hasn't been the case with Tenet. Although Tenet opened on September 3rd, Warner Brothers waited until Sunday, September 6th, to officially announce opening weekend grosses, and there was no reporting on its Friday numbers on Saturday, which is usually the case in a traditional box office climate. So they're keeping all the numbers to themselves. They don't want it to get out as much. Apparently, Warner Brothers was concerned that reporters and rivals would misinterpret or unfairly analyze the results and spread headlines that Tenet flopped on its opening weekend. Rival studios are closely watching Tenet as a test to see if people would go to the movies during the pandemic, and this is why they want Warner Brothers to be upfront with the results so that they know if they can release their own tentpoles and their big releases and stuff. Mm. Essentially, not having access to box office numbers or box office hourlies in real time prevents distribution executives from doing their job and providing their filmmakers and top executives with the health or lack thereof of the marketplace. So what happens is, in normal times, studios work with the research company Rentrak and its parent corporation Comscore to report daily numbers and publish box office charts each weekend. And according to Variety, Rentrak had to get permission from major studio heads in Warner Brothers before concealing daily numbers for Tenet. So that's how much they're sort of keeping the numbers away from others. Mm. Also interesting is that Warner Brothers, same studio, postponed Wonder Woman indefinitely. Yeah. I think we're getting it in Christmas. Christmas season.
Well,
and
we'll see.
And overseas, it's been like indefinite. We have no idea when it's coming out, possibly because of Tenet's numbers. Because even though 200 million is a huge sum, normally, if there was no pandemic, it should have made close to about 500 to 600 million in that weekend alone. And it should be crossing a billion by now.
Hang on a minute. Can we just have an expert's opinion on this? I know this guy who works for Popcorn Time. Arvind, can I get your opinion?
Popcorn culture.
Yeah. Why would they be hiding these numbers though? I mean, what do you honestly think? As
So one, it's they don't want studios to know how well they're doing. They obviously have a release strategy. So what they did was they sort of took the US out of the equation and they took China out of the equation because China wasn't going to play anything above 2 hours. And they released the movie in other markets first. We got it first. I think Australia got it first. A couple of other continents got it first, a couple of other countries. And after it did well there, it sort of created this sense of FOMO-ness.
Mm.
Yeah.
And other markets opened up and said, okay, maybe we're going to show it. And I think last week, the US started showing Tenet as well, except again for LA and New York. I think that's a strategy, and they're doing it on a phase-by-phase basis. Other studios, if they start to replicate Warner Brothers' model, then they would have to compete with other big movies in a very limited market space. So you have an IMAX cinema that is only able to take about 50% capacity, and then you have to share that IMAX with, for now, like Tenet and Mulan, so Disney and Warner Brothers.
Mm.
And I think that's why they're sort of holding back and saying, we'll do our thing and we don't want you to know how we're doing our thing.
Interesting.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's sneaky business, but I guess, in this climate, business is business.
Just on a related note, haven't China just clamped down on Mulan as well and decided not to show it?
Yeah, because of the controversy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They've said that the media can't cover it at all.
Wow.
So there's like zero coverage from the country, from the marketplace that the movie was designed for.
Yeah.
With some of the biggest Chinese movie stars starring in it as well.
Stacked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
So
that, oh dear.
That's unfortunate for Disney, I guess.
Yeah.
Not even Donnie Yen can save my favorite Disney princess.
Donnie Yen couldn't save. I can't say anything.
Stop. Spoilers. Right. Okay. We should wrap up, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Of course. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes with me and my two co-hosts here, Arvin and Christine. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's because it's Malaysia Day tomorrow and I'm already feeling as though we're on a holiday mode. Yes. So, of course, we have been asking, what have you been listening to over the past 6 months? Whether or not it's been podcasts and music and radio or something else.
Mm-hmm.
The polls haven't really changed that much yet since the beginning of the show. We've had around 130 votes or so, and music is the top performer there at 50-something percent.
Mm-hmm. Not surprising, though.
Yeah, followed closely by podcasts and radio are on about the same number. And then others is fairly low down there. Mm-hmm. And we haven't had much of a feedback as to what that is, although we've had some YouTube videos and...
Crying babies
and what was the other one?
Partners nagging,
that was the other one.
Rumbly Syrup says myself.
I find myself doing that a lot and listening to myself too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the story that we led with. Christine's story, of course.
Yes, where Spotify were interested in seeing if podcasts and music were getting along or competing.
Then we spoke a little bit about how Apple will be allowing game streaming on their iOS platform, though they are charging 30%. For the convenience of doing so.
Mm.
Then we finished with Tenet and how Warner Brothers is sort of keeping their numbers to themselves.
If you missed any part of this show, you should download the podcast and have a listen back to it wherever you normally download your podcast from. I recommend the BFM app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play, and there is no 30% charge for listening to it.
Mm.
But if you can't do that, get us on Spotify, which also we spoke about earlier on in the show. Now, coming up after the news, of course, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Sabah is in a state of contradiction in the sense that it's rich in natural resources, but also one of the poorest in terms of GDP per capita. What measures are needed to rejuvenate the economy and ensure social protections, especially in the wake of COVID-19? Ahead of the state elections, the Breakfast Grill discussed big picture policy as well as bread and butter issues with a panel of experts consisting of Dr. Godfrey Joytol, Suhakam Commissioner, and Dr. Firdausi Sufyan, an economist from UITM of Sabah. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We'll be back on Thursday. Have yourselves a wonderful Malaysia Day on behalf of all of us here on the Enterprise team. This is BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.